Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Professor Richard Epstein is here, and we are discussing the H.R. 5, the Equality Act of 2021, which has already passed the House of Representatives by a comfortable, well, given how close things are, a comfortable margin of 224 to 206. It is now before the Senate. At the same time, a man by the name of Jack Phillips, he's been in the news these last years, he owns a cake shop in Colorado. And I thought at this point that this controversy was settled. However, Richard brings in one more time the look at the Masterpiece Cake Shop, because if I follow Richard's case correctly, H.R. 5 would mean that Mr. Phillips is in violation of the law. What is the Masterpiece Cake Shop law controversy, Richard, and does H.R. 5 reverse it?
Well, I mean, it's all up in the air, but the controversy is clear. This was not a case having to deal with federal laws. It had to do with the enforcement of the human rights or civil rights laws as they existed in Colorado. And Colorado formed something called the Colorado Civil Rights Commission to adjudicate these cases. And what happens with these commissions is they tend to be stacked and staffed with people who are very strong advocates of very strong civil rights positions. Jack Phillips is a devout and religious Christian who essentially will not make a cake which contains a message which he regards to be inconsistent with his political beliefs. It's not just about same-sex marriage. It's about Halloween and lots of other stuff as well. He's not particularly dogmatic about it. So people come in. He says, there's another place down the block where you can get a cake. Please go there. If you want to buy anything from me that's off the shelf or that doesn't require me to violate my norms, I'm happy to do business with you. What happens is he gets visited by gay couples. And at this point, since it's known what he believes, it's easy for you to say, put in an order. He says, I can't do it. Then what you do is refer the claim over to the Civil Rights Commission of Colorado, and it can prosecute it as the persons go happily down the block to buy a wedding cake from other stores. When I wrote a amicus brief in the situation involving the Master Cake Theater, what we did is we got a map. We put his in Lakewood, Colorado. We put a pin where his store is, draw a circle, say about a half a mile, and you could find 20 other bake shops that are located in exactly the same sort of regions. And once you have that, the question is, why don't you go elsewhere? So if you want to think of it in financial terms, the cost of getting another cake from another store is $6, and the social costs then give you this absolute brawl that takes place. During the course of the hearing on this case, one of the civil rights commissioners was heard to say, all these claims about religious liberty are what led to the Holocaust, as if it turns out that Adolf Hitler was a civil libertarian. And, of course, that's just simply grotesque. Many people can use religion as an abuse on other people, and certainly if you start talking about religious beliefs for the purity of the race, you're doing exactly that. But calling this a claim for religious liberty is absurd. It's a claim for dictation. And what happened is Justice Kennedy came down with one of his Delphic decisions saying, given the obvious animus in this particular case, this decision cannot stand. He didn't say that you have a right to do business consistent with your religious beliefs. What he said is we're going to send it back and let them think about this again. So nobody actually knows what the norm is. On substance, I'm very emphatic about these issues. Mr. Phillips does not have market power. Mr. Phillips is not a common carrier. There are lots of other people. If the choice is to tell a gay couple they have to walk down the block or to send Mr. Phillips through a religious retraining of one kind or another and re-education and abuse and lawsuits? The answer is easy. Walk away and go somewhere else. Don't torture this man. It is completely wrong to say that if you want to do business with the public, we can put conditions on what's going on. You can do that with common carriers, with railroads and public utilities who supply standardized services. You should not do it in this particular case. And I don't think there's any reason whatsoever to make this turn on the peculiar facts that some guy did or did not speak about the Holocaust. What's so tragic about it is every single case that has come down has essentially ruled against people who have taken Jack Phillips' position. And I think it's just a big mistake to assume that the anti-discrimination laws are so important that they dominate all private choice and associational freedoms. You need them in certain kinds of cases, as I said, with common carriers and monopolies. Where there are other choices, you don't need it. And most emphatically, you certainly don't need it if the cost is trumping over somebody's religious liberties. But there's a uniform force on the other side. And I think what they will do is they will drive many decent religious people out from the marketplace. Why are they doing it? Well, no good reason. People say that there's a dignitary interest in not being served. There's also a dignitary interest in not being abused when you refuse to serve. Other people could go elsewhere. And ironically, in the Colorado situation, when a gay baker is faced with the question of whether or not they have to make a religious cake for somebody else, they basically win by saying, no, they don't have to do it because they don't have to do anything which is offensive to their beliefs. So you get this complete double standard, which is always what happens when you have the selective application of anti-discrimination laws on some but not all.
I want to understand, H.R. 5, would that make Mr. Phillips's decision illegal? Would he be obliged?
No, I think it would. I think, in effect, if you're starting to put this in there, sure. If you're talking about sexual orientation, you're applying it to all sorts of businesses, yes. I think everybody works on the assumption. I mean, the frightening thing to many people is that it already is, to some extent, illegal to do this. And this is a battle not over economics, not over well-being. It's a battle over cultural symbol. One of the questions I always ask is, do you find a single gay couple anywhere in the United States which has not been able to get a wedding cake? The answer is they may not get it from proprietor A or B, but there are other people who are willing to serve. And so long as you have access for everybody on the consumer side of the market, there's no reason to impose these draconian sanctions. And one of the things essentially that's always dangerous about an anti-discrimination act is it becomes a huge club that you could use to browbeat other people who happen to disagree with you. Freedom of association, I think, is important in these cases. It's just as important here in many ways as it is on questions of marriage and the like. So to put the point in its most vivid form, a defense of gay marriage is an argument. If you don't like it, don't attend the wedding. It's a free association between two people who just happen to be of the same sex. Okay. It's one thing to defend that, as I do, and it's another thing to turn around and say, well, we're entitled to a gay wedding, so you have to officiate against your will. And that's the distinction that's at stake in these cases. Freedom to act against the disapproval of other individuals is ideal in all cases, but the ability to coerce other people to act for you when you disagree with them and they disagree with you is a dangerous move towards a totalitarian system. I don't think this is an issue on which you want to compromise. I think you've got to be perfectly categorical about this and to be perfectly universal about this. A Christian minister does not oblige to do a gay wedding, although he's certainly entitled to do so, and a gay minister is not beside required to do a wedding for individuals who hold fundamentalist beliefs. The voluntary sorting in a market works extremely well in these cases, and that's what we should be aiming for.
Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, writing most recently at Defining Ideas for the Hoover Institution. He teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. House H.R. 5, the Equality Act of 2021. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.